eerste Viking battle song. I Fear Thy Kisses, Gentle Maiden. GP 082, geschreven in 1906. En in I Fear the Kisses, Gentle Maiden, op een tekst van Shelley, kan je toch wel een meer individuele, harmonisch idioom bespeuren, wat geheel tot bloei komt. En dat is ook te danken aan de gevoelige uitvoering van Hugh Williams. En het werk wordt inderdaad ook weer uitgevoerd door Jeremy Hugh Williams, bariton, en Paula Fenn, piano. We gaan luisteren naar I Fear the Kisses, Gentle Maiden, GP 082 van Arnold Bax. Dat was I Fear Thy Kisses, Gentle Maiden. The Blessed Damozel, GP 084, werd geschreven in 1906. Het is een werk voor verteller en piano. Een muzikale illustratie voor uitvoering bij het gedicht van D.G. Rossetti. Het werk werd uitgevoerd door Jeremy Hugh Williams, bariton, en Paula Fenn, piano. We gaan luisteren naar de Blessed Damozel, GP 084 van Arnold Bax.
The blessed damsel leaned out from the gold bar of heaven. Her eyes were deeper than the depth of waters stilled at even. She had three lilies in her hand, and the stars in her hair were seven. Seemed she scarce had been a day one of God's choristers. The wonder was not yet quite gone from that still look of hers. Albeit to them she left, her day had counted as 10 years. To one, it is 10 years of years. Yet now, and in this place, surely she leaned o'er me. Her hair fell all about my face. Nothing. The autumn fall of leaves. The whole year sets a pace. It was the rampart of God's house that she was standing on. By God, built over the sheer depth, the which is space begun. So high, that looking downward thence, she scarce could see the sun. Ether as a bridge. the tides of day and night, with flame and darkness ridge the void. As low as where this earth spins like a fretful midge, around her, lovers newly met, mid deathless love's acclaims, spoke evermore among themselves, their heart remembered names. And the souls mounting up to God went by her like thin flames. Bowed herself and stooped out of the circling charm. Until her bosom must have made the bar she leaned on warm. The lilies lay as if asleep along her bended arm. From the fixed place of heaven, she saw time like a pulse shake fierce through all the worlds. Her gaze still strove within the gulf to pierce its path. Spoke as when the stars sang in their spheres. The sun was gone now. The curled moon was like a little feather fluttering far down the gulf. Still weather. Her voice was like the voice the stars had when they sang together. Ah, sweet, even now in that bird's song, strove not her accents there, fain to be hearkened? When those bells possessed the midday air, strove not her steps to reach my side, down the echoing stair. He will come to me, for he will come, she said. Have I not prayed in heaven? On earth, Lord, Lord, has he not prayed? Are not two prayers a perfect strength? And shall I feel afraid? When round his head the oriole clings, he is clothed in white. I'll take his hand and go with him to the deep wells of light. As unto a stream, we will step down and bathe there in God's sight. We too will stand beside that shrine, a cult withheld, untrod. Whose lamps are stirred continually with prayer sent up to God. And see our old prayers granted melt each like a little cloud. We too will lie in the shadow of that living mystic tree. Within whose secret growth the dove is sometimes felt to be. Every leaf that his plumes touch saith his name audibly. And I myself will teach to him, I myself, lying so, the songs I sing here, which his voice shall pause in, hushed and slow, and find some knowledge at each pause, or some new thing to know. Alas, we too, thou sayest. Yea, one wast thou with me, that once of old. But shall God lift to endless unity the soul whose likeness with thy soul was but its love for thee? We too, she said, will seek the groves where the Lady Mary is. With her five handmaidens, whose names are five sweet symphonies. Cecily, Gertrude, Magdalene, Margaret, and Rosalie's. Circle-wise sit they with bound locks and foreheads garlanded. Into the fine cloth, white like flame, weaving the golden thread. To fashion the birth robes for them who are just born, being dead. He shall fear, haply, and be dumb. Then will I lay my cheek to his. And tell about our love, not once abashed or weak. And the dear mother will approve my pride and let me speak. Herself shall bring us hand in hand to him round whom all souls kneel. Numbered heads bowed with their aureoles. And angels meeting us shall sing to their cithons and citoles. she gazed and listened and then said, "Less sad of speech than mild. All this is when he comes. She ceased. The light thrilled towards her, filled with angels in strong, level flight. Her eyes prayed, and she smiled. I saw her smile, but soon their path was vague in distant spheres. And then she cast her arms along the golden barriers and laid her face between her hands and wept. I heard her tears.
Dat was de Blessed Damozel GP 084. De Twa Corbies GP 085 is een van de twee recitaties met pianobegeleiding, geschreven door Arnold Bex in 1906. De traditionele Schotse ballad dateert van de 18e eeuw en werd voor het eerst gepubliceerd in Walter Scott's Minstrelsy in 1812. Het werk gaat uitgevoerd worden door Jeremy Hugh Williams, bariton, en Paula Fenn, piano. We gaan luisteren naar de Twa Corbies GP 085 van Arnold Bex.
I was walking all alone, I heard Twa Corbies making a main. The Dane unto the t'other say, "Where shall we gang and dine the day?" In behind yon old fell dyke, I wot there lies a new slain knight, and nobody kens that he lies there. But his hawk, his hound, and his lady fair. To the hunting game, his hawk to fetch the wildfowl hame, his lady has ta'en another mate. So we may make our dinner sweet. set on his white house bane, and I'll pike out his bonny blue in with a lock of his golden hair. We'll take our nest when it grows bare. Many a one for him makes main, but then shall ken where he is gain, or his white veins when they are bare. The wind shall blow
was de Twa Corbies. Longing GP096 werd geschreven in 1907 door Arnold Becks op een tekst van Fiona MacLeod. Het werk wordt uitgevoerd door wederom Jeremy Hugh Williams, bariton, en Paula Venn, piano. We gaan luisteren naar Longing GP096 van Arnold Becks.
Thank you.
that's blowing far from me. What great silence, the grey waves, the grey wastes of the
Dat was Longing GP 096. From the Hills of Dream GP 099 werd ook geschreven in 1907. En ook dit keer is de tekst van Fiona MacLeod. Het werk wordt weer uitgevoerd door Jeremy Hugh Williams, bariton, en Paula Fenn, piano. We gaan luisteren naar From the Hills of Dream GP 099 van Arnold Pax. Thank you. was From the Hills of Dream. A Milking Scion GP100 werd ook geschreven in 1907. En wederom is de tekst van Fiona MacLeod. Het werk wordt weer uitgevoerd door Jeremy Hugh Williams bariton en Paula van piano. We gaan luisteren naar A Milking Scion GP100 van Arnold Bex.
Give up the milk to her who calls across the low green hills of Arm and stream cool meads of paradise. Across the low green hills of Arm, how sweet to
was A Milking Scion GP100. De White Peace GP101 is ook geschreven in 1907. En ook deze keer op een tekst van Fiona MacLeod. En ook dit werk wordt uitgevoerd door Jeremy Hugh Williams, bariton, en Paula van piano. We gaan luisteren naar de White Peace GP101 van Arnold Bex.
It lies not on the sunlit hill, nor on the sunlit plain, but sometimes
Dat was de White Peace GP 101. Landskap GP 108 werd geschreven in 1908. Het is een werk voor contralto of bariton en piano. En de tekst is van Jens Peter Jacobsen. Het werk wordt uitgevoerd door Jeremy Hugh Williams bariton en Paula Fenn piano. We gaan luisteren naar Landskap GP 108 van Arnold Bex.
Oh.
ist moi tera vito. Das
was Landskap GP 108. En daarmee zijn we aan het eind gekomen van deze uitzending, deze aflevering van Everlasting Classic en de zondagmarathon hier bij RTV Landse Land. Ik wil u danken voor het luisteren, voor zo direct wel te rusten met zoete dromen. Mocht u morgen gaan werken, een hele fijne werkweek toegewenst. En mocht u morgen op vakantie gaan, uiteraard een hele fijne vakantie. Graag volgende keer weer afspraak voor Everlasting Classic, Everlasting Jazz, de kunst van kleinkunst en de Parental Advisory Hour. Graag tot dan. Dag.
Met het radionieuws. De Iraanse president Pezeshkian zegt op X dat de dreigementen